Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, in the last lesson we have discussed that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasallam, all the prophets of Allah, they are pure and they are righteous personalities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have explained who is a Muslim, what is the definition of a Muslim. And then we went on to explain zururiyat-e-deen, essentialities of deen, and what comprises essentialities of deen. We have also explained the difference between kufr, disbelief, and Islam, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all what Islam wants us to believe in. Then we made mention that if a Muslim has to make a statement, and this statement is ambiguous in nature, has got various meanings, and hypothetically speaking, that this statement has got 100 meanings, and 99 meanings pertain to kufr, or tantamount to disbelief, or result in denying any fundamental tenet and principle of Islam, and only one meaning keeps him in the fold of Islam, then we will take that one meaning and keep that Muslim in the fold of Islam. Basically, this is the rule, that every effort will be made to keep a Muslim within the fold of Islam and not hurriedly or hastily throw out anybody from the fold of Islam or reject anybody from the fold of Islam. Today we move on a little further and mention that Anbiya alayhi salam, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never ever are disposed. We have mentioned this previously, but to expound a little bit, to explain a little bit more, a Nabi, throughout his 24-hour daily life, for no moment he leaves the station of prophethood or the rank or position of prophethood. When a Nabi behaves, whether it is in public or in private, he behaves like a Nabi, like a prophet. The concept that is prevailing these days, that we have got a private life, or in my private capacity I say a few things, this does not apply to nabuwat, prophethood, risalat, apostleship. A Nabi, in his entire life, he behaves, he acts like a Nabi. At no time or at no stage he leaves the position of nabuwat. when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is amongst the Sahaba, the companions, he is a Nabi, he is a prophet. When he is amongst his wives, he is still a Nabi, he is still a prophet. When he is in the battlefield, leading and commanding the army, he is still a Nabi, he is still a Rasul, he is still a prophet. In every field, in every walk of life, whether he is walking in the bazaar, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him for Miraj, he remains a Nabi, he is still a Nabi. So, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw his son being drowned, then he pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save his son. A person cannot say at this stage that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came down from the pedestal or the lofty position of Nabuwat and behaved like an ordinary human being to plead and pray for his son. A Nabi does not come down from any position or does not leave the position of Nabuwat throughout his 24-hour period. Why? Because every aspect of a Nabi, whether it is in public or in private, whether it is in the battlefield or in itikaf, whether he is performing Hajj or is giving Zakat or performing Salat in privacy or in public, every action of a Nabi is a role model for the followers, for the Ummati. So therefore a Nabi remains a Nabi throughout the 24-hour period, meaning that throughout his entire life, a Nabi remains a Nabi, a Prophet remains a Prophet, a Rasul remains a Rasul. Now when we have understood this, we also must understand that this applies to all the Prophets, this applies to all the Anbiya, all the Rasuls, including our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wasalam. A question arises that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Anbiya, why He sends prophets on the earth. Firstly, as human beings, we would like to know what is good and what is bad in the eyes of the Creator. As creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to know the difference between good and bad and identify what is good and what is bad. The Nabi, the Prophet, he comes and he propagates and he preaches and he teaches the community that this is good and that is bad in the eyes of the Creator. Otherwise, intellectually speaking, we will have 20 people in a room and 20 people may decide that there are 20 different things that are good and 20 different things that are bad. Or, in fact, 20 people may decide some sin which is notorious, they may classify it to be good. And some action which is good, they may classify it to be bad. We can see this, unfortunately, in modern politics, that which is good is classified bad, and that which is bad is classified good via parliamentary sessions. Throughout the world we can witness this. A Nabi, he comes and he informs the people that we have to weigh correctly, we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to avoid ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ills of the society to which the Nabi is sent, the Nabi exposes them and he informs them that they are on the wrong path, they must come on the right path. Also, what is good specified by the Nabi is good. What is bad classified by the Nabi and the Rasul is bad. So the definition of good or bad in the eyes of Shariat will be what Shariat has said is good, we will accept as good. And what Shariat has said that is bad, we say that is bad. Also, secondly, the creation awaits orders from the Creator. As mankind, we want orders so that we can pattern our lives, design our lives, and we can have a role model to follow. So Anbiya, prophets, are sent as role models for their society, and the last and final Rasul and Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came as the last role model, and he came one having a complete and perfect deed, one having a natural Sharia to follow. So we are subjects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the pattern of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow and adhere to it, so we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in our mundane issues, our daily issues, but in our devotional issues also. So in our transactions and our dealings and our devotions, our ibadah and our worship, we have been guided perfectly, completely by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has informed us what to do throughout our lives, every minute of our lives, 24 hours of our lives, what to do, how to do it. Man, thirdly, he desires to know the reward and punishment of any action. When he does and executes an action, he likes to know whether I will be rewarded for that action or punished for that action. So, in order to know that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Anbiya, prophets, who inform the people that if you give charity, you will be rewarded. If you fast, you will be rewarded. But if you commit adultery and fornication, indulge in gambling, etc., then you are going to be punished. So classification of the action, whether it is going to reap a reward or deserve punishment, the Nabi informs the community. Also, every action requires a method of performance. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught us how to perform the Hajj, how to give the Zakat, how to give the Sadqatul Fitr, the charity during Eid time, how to make the pilgrimage, how to give the compulsory due to the poor and the widow and the wayfarer, how to perform the salah, the prayer, how to perform each and every action to buy and sell. The Nabi has informed us the method of performance of those actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the Nabi so that the Nabi teaches the people how to perform devotional actions and daily actions which are sanctioned and approved by the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the Nabi, the role of the Nabi is to teach and inform the people about the knowledge of the Creator, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have not seen Allah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya inform their communities, inform their nations to whom they are sent about the knowledge of Allah via the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran Kareem, at numerous places, at various places, we will find the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in detail. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained the qualities, the sifat, the attributes of Allah. When a person, when a Muslim knows about Allah, his creator, his provider, his nourisher, then he gets proximity and love for his creator. When he gets proximity and love for his creator, then he will follow and adhere to the rules and regulations and commandments stipulated by the creator. So that is the role of the Nabi, the role of the Rasul, why he is sent unto mankind. Every Nabi, whether it be Hazrat Musa, Moses, or Hazrat Isa, Jesus Christ, or Hazrat Ibrahim, Abraham, whether it is Adam, or Yunus, Noah, everyone, without fail, without exception, are innocent, are masoom. Sahaba, companions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are not masoom, they are mahfooz, protected from sin. But a Nabi or a Rasul, any Nabi, every Nabi, all Rasuls, all Prophets, every Prophet, they are innocent. They are free from major or minor sins before the proclamation of their prophethood, and after proclamation of their prophethood, they are still free from major or minor sins. We can understand by a very beautiful example given by Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, who stated, and he was a very great scholar, he was like the Ghazali and the Razi and the Shah Waliullah of his age, he explained that if we have to request a person to pick up, to lift up dirt on his back, that that person will say, yes, I can lift up the dirt. And if you have to inquire from that person that how much dirt can you pick up, he will say that I can pick up, and according to strength, maybe he'll say 50 pounds or 50 kilograms I am able to pick up the dirt. That very same strong person, if we have to say him that are you able to lift up the dirt with your hands, not on your back, he will say yes, a little less, but still I will be able to pick up 20 or 30 kilograms. Then we will ask that same person, Qalana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that are you able to pick up or carry dirt on your eyes? That person will say, no, I cannot carry not a speck of dirt or dust even on my eyes. So Maulana says that just as the eye cannot carry or withstand dirt, let alone dirt, dust, let alone dust, a speck of dirt or dust, the eye cannot carry or withstand, and dirt or dust is not conducive to the eye, sins Anbiya alayhi salam, prophets are not conducive to, and they cannot carry. And the Nabi, just as the eye is free from dirt and cannot carry the dirt, the Nabi, the Prophet, he does not have any sins on him, and he is free from all forms of dirt, filth and sin. So a Nabi is free from every form of sin. Especially Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the eyes of the ummah. Every Nabi was the eyes of their ummah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the eyes of our ummah. And inshallah we will try to continue from this, explaining that how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the eyes of the ummah, instructing us, advising us of what is good and what is bad and what is beneficial and what is detrimental for us. So today we have learned that a Nabi, for his entire duration of Nabuwat, does not come down from the station or position or rank or level or degree of Nabuwat, of prophethood. He, throughout his 24-hour life, he is a Nabi all the time. And a Nabi is an extremely pious and righteous person. A Nabi is innocent, masoom, free from major and minor sins, even before proclamation of his prophethood and after that also. And a Nabi is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that good and bad can be determined, and we know what actions are there to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what actions are those that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also know the method of performance of those actions which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are informed by a Nabi about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more so, we know which actions are sanctioned, approved by Allah, and which actions deserve the punishment, wrath and anger of our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.